Welcome to Mammon Audio. My name is Louise. I was already 9 years old by the time my brother Craig was born, so he was always the baby of the family in my eyes. I'd had my own share of mild smacked bottoms from our mother growing up, but these were already quite rare by the time he arrived in our lives. By contrast, I witnessed many of his own punishments as mother began to spank him from about 3 years old, and the sight of Craig's bare bottom across our mother's knee, as she smacked him soundly, became a familiar one. I think mother felt boys needed more corporal punishment than girls, and certainly he got far more sore bottoms than I ever recall getting in my younger days. By the time this incident happened, Craig was 10, and I was in my second year at teacher training college. Mother was at work and Craig and I were alone together in the house, as it was the long summer holiday. After mooching around for a bit after breakfast, Craig announced that he was going out to play with Jason, a schoolmate who lived down the bottom end of our village. I reminded him to be home for lunch at 1 p.m., but that was about it. This was in the 1960s, when children went off to play all day without a care, very different from today's world. I spent the rest of the morning doing coursework, and didn't worry at all until it got to around 12:30, when the phone rang. It was Margaret, Jason's mum. "Louise, is Jason at your house?" "No, I'm sorry. I thought he was at yours. Neither boy is here, and our dog is missing too. They must have taken him for a walk. That's what I thought. I went shopping first thing, but I've been back now for 2 hours, they can't still be walking the dog. I promised Margaret I would see if I could find the boys up our end of our village. I decided to write a quick note for mother in case she came home from work early and found everyone gone, and I was just about to head out of the house when the phone rang once more. It was Margaret again. In a voice mixed with relief and anger, she said, "It's all right, Louise, my sister Pauline just rung me. Both the boys and the dog turned up about 30 minutes ago, and she's only just got it out of them that they've not told anyone where they were going. She's bringing them all back in her car now, and she'll drop your lad off. I don't know what your mother will think about all this, but Jason's not going to be able to sit down after I've finished with him." I replied that he had certainly earned a sore bottom, and I imagined Craig was in for the same when mother got home. Pauline lived in the next village along, so it had been quite a walk for the two boys, and especially for Jason's rather elderly dog. However, it was only about a quarter of an hour later that his aunt's small car appeared. I briefly saw Jason's worried face as he sat in the back with the dog, and then Craig popped out of the passenger seat and slunk back into the house. I tore him off a strip in no uncertain terms, but to my frustration and annoyance, he was casual and hostile towards me about the whole thing. When I suggested to him that mother would smack him when she got home, he replied, "She won't, it'll all be forgiven and forgotten." It was at this point, I'm afraid, that my temper snapped. Craig was so maddeningly cocky, I couldn't bear the thought of him going unpunished, however remote that possibility. "I've had enough of your rudeness," I said in a voice of doom. "Come here." Barely realizing what I was doing, I pulled one of the chairs out from the dining table where lunch was set, sat down on it, and pulled Craig towards me. He let out a screech as I undid his trousers and pulled both them and his underpants down to his ankles in a single move. "You can't do this," he screamed. "Oh, can't I?" I merely replied, almost throwing him over my knee. In almost a fit of rage, I began to smack his bare bottom. It was the first time I had ever spanked a child, but it felt very natural and instinctive. Craig's screams of protest eventually melted into repentant crying, but I was by no means minded to give him an easy time. To this day, I remember very clearly the way his well-developed bottom bounced like jelly each time I slapped it. My hand began to sting too, and by the time I decided my brother had been punished enough, it was quite red and sore, but nothing like my brother's backside, which was a deep shade of crimson. Pull your pants up and go to your room. No lunch for you. I shouted, and he scuttled off like an injured beetle. When mother got home, I was a bit embarrassed about what had happened, but I knew I'd have to tell her. Thankfully, she got right behind me. You did quite rightly, she said as we sat in the kitchen over a cup of coffee. Eventually, she picked up a wooden spoon and went upstairs. After a few minutes, I heard Craig crying again as mother gave him another whacking. She eventually came back down and replaced the spoon with a satisfied look on her face. I've sent him to bed for the rest of the day, mother told me. As for you, Louise, you might as well start smacking his bottom when your father and I are not at home. I'm sure it's something you'll be called upon to do in school one day, so you might as well get some experience. So that's how I began smacking my little brother. Over the next few years, I got regular glimpses of his bare bottom as I chastised him. When Craig turned 12, mother bought a cane for him, and it was I who gave my brother his first time. I was quite nervous as I bent him over and placed the rod across his bare bottom, but I gave him a most successful six of the best, and must admit I really enjoyed using the cane, which I eventually used on my own two boys after I got married, some years later. Ironically, though, none of the schools I worked in prior to my marriage permitted corporal punishment. This was the late 60s, and attitudes were changing. So all the practice on my little brother's bottom was somewhat in vain, at least until the first time I took down my eldest's pants for his first spanking.